test 67, section 4, or section 4, question 4, we want to strengthen the economist's argument. The economists argued that consumers often benefit when the government allows them to get a monopoly. Without competition, they can raise prices without spending nearly as much on advertising. So they raise prices, and then they can invest the extra money in expensive research or structure that it couldn't afford, passing the fruits on to consumers. So basically, the economist's argument is monopolies are good. They can charge a little bit more without more advertising, so therefore they have more money, and then they can put that into research and infrastructure that they couldn't afford, and then they'll pass on the fruits of those to consumers. Well, the gap that I see with this one is you're assuming that that's actually good for the consumers, that they're going to benefit because you know that they're also paying higher prices. So that the basically the higher prices that they're going to charge are kind of offset by the benefits that they're getting. So A, the benefits to consumers are typically greater if they invest in expensive research and infrastructure than if they spend the same amount of money in any other way. Problem is, in any other way, I don't know if I love that. We need it to beat out the increase in price that they're paying, but not necessarily that it's got to beat other things. Government permitting corporation is advantageous for consumers only if they pass on the fruits. The problem is that would weaken it. That's saying it's only if they do that. We need something that would say if they do that. If they obtain a monopoly, the disadvantage of higher prices will be outweighed by advantages from extra investments in expensive research. Yes, that's pretty much what we're assuming. That's what we said is the gap. So C is great, even if corporation, and I would take it and run. When I'm in the first 10, I'll jump if I get a really good answer choice a lot of times. If they are not permitted to obtain, it invests some money in expensive. We don't have to assume anything about, or it isn't really going to help us to know what happens if they don't get a monopoly. And if obtaining a monopoly enables them to raise its prices and invest less money, they will almost inevitably do so. The problem with that is it doesn't say whether it's going to help or hurt the consumers. And we actually assume that the evidence is true, so that doesn't really add anything new. So therefore, answer choice C is our best response.